it's a work of history, and it's not, you know, it's not, you know, specifically meant for politicians to pick up bits from. I mean, I'd be flattered if they did. But I guess the takeaway for a politician would be accountability, that these people have ruled for 28 years off and on, you know, holding one branch of government or another for all this time, and this is what they've done. And this is what they consistently do, and it has very little to do with their rhetoric. You know, the last book was about What's the Matter with Kansas was about conservatism at the grassroots, and what they talk about, what they think, what they argue over, and you know, and a lot of those guys, much as I disagreed with them, I admired them. I thought they were good people, that sort of thing. The conservatism that you find in Washington D.C. has nothing to do with those people. You know, their concerns are completely irrelevant, and so or not completely irrelevant. I mean, their concerns don't really come up in Washington D.C. And so let's look at conservatism not by what it, you know, what it says, but what it has actually done in its years in power, what it's actually done, and you know, and let's hold it accountable for this. You know, and what's funny are the efforts to get out of the accountability. They're like, well, I described them earlier, all the people saying George Bush is a liberal. You know, it's remarkable